We start the programme with some breaking news. Both the Reuters news agency as well as the AFP are quoting the IAEA to report that Iran has increased the amount of uranium it's enriching to near weapons-grade levels. They quote a report by the UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, saying enrichment up to 60% has grown by more than 12 kilograms. Let's go straight to our correspondent, Dorsa Jabari, who's in Tehran. Dorsa, if this is indeed true, it is significant. Talk us through exactly what it means.
Well, this means that the world's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is not able to do its job and provide assurances to the international community that Iran's nuclear program is exclusively a civilian one and it's used for peaceful purposes. The IAEA is going to have a Board of Governors meeting on Monday, September 12th. They have one every 3 months. And during this Board of Governors meeting, there is a report that is put forth every time by the agency about their ongoing activities. And, of course, the Iran nuclear file is usually at the top of that report. This time around, as a result of a number of events that have unfolded between the agency's cooperation and Iranian officials, the agency is now saying in this report that has been seen by those two agencies, news agencies that you mentioned, that according to them, they're no longer able to provide reassurances that this country's nuclear program is for purely civilian purposes. They haven't been able to get the access that they wanted. They also haven't received sufficient responses from Iranian officials about three specific undeclared sites where the agency has found traces of uranium activity that dates back to the years of early years of 2000s. The Iranian officials, for their part, say they have sufficiently responded to those inquiries and that the re-digging up of those issues the agency is coming up with now about those three sites is as a result of political pressure from Israel and as a result of intelligence provided by Israel and other countries that don't want to see Iran in a position to be able to negotiate a proper return to that 2015 nuclear deal. Now, what is at stake here is that revival of the 2015 nuclear deal. According to the agency's report that is due out later today to the board members, Iran now has a stockpile 19 times the limit that it was allowed under the 2015 nuclear deal, meaning Iran's high enriched uranium is above the levels that they agreed to in 2015. Under that agreement, Iran was allowed to store 202 kilograms of 3.67% enriched uranium. Now, since the United States left the deal in 2018 and imposed a series of unilateral sanctions on Iran, the officials here step by step withdrew their commitments under that deal, and keeping a stockpile of highly enriched uranium was one of those steps they took, meaning all this time they're now adding to their enriched uranium stockpile, which is staying in the country. This is one of the main concerns of the agency and the international community. We understand that the negotiations that have been ongoing for many months to try and get back to the deal was these are some of the issues that are at the core of those discussions taking place, which have yet to be resolved.
Mm. As you say, that nuclear deal very much at stake. What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, there's a lot of skepticism inside Iran at the moment about whether or not this deal is salvageable at this stage. There has been a lot of back and forth between the Iranian officials and the Americans about a draft proposal the European Union officials have put forth to the two sides to try and bring them all back to full compliance under the deal. The IAEA plays a crucial part in this because they are the police in all of this to be able to monitor any kind of agreements that they would have between Iran and the international community about its nuclear program. And since 2019 that Iran started reducing its compliance, they haven't been able to do their job properly. And this report is one of the most damning that we've seen from the agency and certainly concerning. The IAEA's general director, Rafael Grossi, has said that they won't be able to do their job properly in terms of monitoring Iran's nuclear activities if there is no return to this nuclear deal. And it seems that right now, that is exactly where things are at. And the Iranian officials are adamant that until the United States agrees to their terms and returns to their end of the bargain that they agreed to, and more after what they did in 2018, the Iranians will not agree to come back to the deal because they're afraid the Americans will do the same again in when there is another election in the United States and another administration in Washington.
Dorsa Jabari there for us in Tehran. Thank you.